With Empire KBCR News, I'm Shereen Awad. The group Consumer Watchdog says California should make the beverage industry take responsibility for recycling bottles and cans. Capital Public Radio's Steve Milne reports.
It's a lot harder for people to find places to take used bottles and cans. Jamie Court is with Consumer Watchdog.
The problem is half the recycling centers in the state, the redemption centers, have closed over the last 6 years. And California's system is under major collapse because we don't have a place to bring our bottles and cans.
Instead of relying on a dwindling number of redemption centers, Court says California should mandate that retailers take back empty beverage containers and expand the beverages included under the deposit program to wine and distilled spirits. He says beverage makers should also be held responsible for making sure consumers are recycling and getting their nickel and dime deposits back. In Sacramento, I'm Steve Milne.
California Governor Gavin Newsom's proposed budget sets aside millions of dollars for mental health as part of an effort to combat homelessness. But health advocates say he left out a few key solutions. Cap Radio's Sammy Keola reports.
Leaders in mental health are commending the governor, but they say he could have put more money toward board and care homes, where 24/7 staff help people who can't live independently. These homes are shuttering in the competitive housing market, and supporters say more adults will end up outdoors if the state doesn't chip in. There's also a push for peer workers, people living with mental illness who can counsel others. Advocates were hopeful the state would fund a certification program for them. The governor's office says the allocations in the budget will allow local governments to find solutions that work for them. In Sacramento, I'm Sammy Keola.
A mist of jet fuel dumped by an airliner making an emergency return to Los Angeles International Airport has fallen on several schools. The Los Angeles County Fire Department says 56 children and adults had minor skin and lung irritation Tuesday, but nobody was hospitalized. The pilot of the Delta Airlines flight to Shanghai reported a stalled engine compressor shortly after takeoff. The plane dumped fuel to reduce weight for a safe landing. The Federal Aviation Administration says dumps should be over unpopulated areas. However, aerospace expert Doug Moss says pilots can deviate from the rules for safety reasons. More than 15,000 marijuana plants were eradicated, and six people were arrested during raids on illegal grows in Southern California. The Riverside County Sheriff's Department says 13 search warrants involving marijuana cultivation were served Monday by deputies and State Department of Fish and Wildlife personnel in the unincorporated Aguanga area. In addition to the eradicated plants, 2,356 pounds of processed marijuana and 14 firearms were seized. The department says one of the grows was using an extremely toxic pesticide that's banned in the United States. Aguanga is about 55 miles north of San Diego. Authorities in Southern California have started an investigation into multiple reports of razor blades being found on cars in Temecula, including blades affixed to vehicle door handles. KCBS-TV reported Monday that resident Kristen Dalton reported the first incident Thursday to the Temecula Sheriff's Department after she discovered multiple razor blades on her car door handle. Authorities say no one was injured during the incident. Police encourage people to use caution when opening their vehicle doors and immediately report any incidents to sheriff's office authorities. A storm that will bring a chance of rain and snow tomorrow is creeping toward Riverside County today. The National Weather Service says the cold front moving down the coast is expected to bring a drop in temperatures, gusty winds, a chance of rain throughout the county, and a chance of snow in the mountains. The system is expected to arrive tomorrow, with rain most likely starting in the evening. Rainfall totals could reach a quarter inch in the Riverside metropolitan area, a half inch in Idlewild and the San Gorgonio Pass near Banning, and less than 1/10 of an inch in the Coachella Valley, according to forecasters. With Empire KBCR News, I'm Shereen Awad.